For our song of response, let's turn to hymn 351. 351, and we'll stand to sing all of the stanzas. Turn in our forms and prayers books to page 16. Page 16, the form for the public profession of faith. We thank our God concerning you for the grace of God that has been given to you in Christ Jesus. We praise him for working faith in your heart, so that you now desire publicly to profess your faith in the presence of God and his holy church and enter into the privileges of full communion with the people of God. Nolan, you are now requested to stand to answer sincerely the following questions. First, do you wholeheartedly believe the doctrine contained in the Old and New Testament and in the articles of the Christian faith and taught in this Christian church to be the true and complete doctrine of salvation? And do you promise by the grace of God to continue steadfastly in this profession? Second, do you openly accept God's covenant promise, which has been signified and sealed to you in your baptism? And do you confess that you despise and humble yourself before God because of your sins, and that you seek your life not in yourself, but only in Jesus Christ, your Savior? Third, do you declare that you love the Lord and that it is your heartfelt desire to serve him according to his word, to forsake the world, to put to death your old nature, and to lead a godly life? And fourth, do you promise to submit to the government of the church, and also, if you should become wayward, either in doctrine or in life, to submit to its admonition and discipline? Nolan Vermeersch, what is your answer? I charge you then, beloved, by the diligent use of the means of grace and with the assurance of your God, to continue in the profession that you have just made. In the name of Christ Jesus our Lord, I now welcome you to full communion with the people of God. Rest assured that all the privileges of such communion are now yours. And after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. To him be the dominion forever and ever. Amen. And now also the scripture passage that has been selected for you. Philippians chapter 3, the verses 17 through 21. Brethren, join in following my example and note those who so walk as you have us for a pattern. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who set their mind on earthly things. For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body, that it may be conformed to his glorious body, according to the working by which he is able even to subdue all things to himself. Lord's blessings to you, Nolan. You may be seated. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that from the beginning you have embraced children in your covenant together with their parents. We thank you that from the first you have included this, your servant, in the Christian church and granted him all the many blessings of the covenant community. We praise you that in his case you added the special grace of your Holy Spirit so that of his own will he comes here today to profess your truth and to consecrate his life to your service. We earnestly pray that you will continue to carry on the good work that you have begun in him until the day of complete redemption. Increase in him daily the many gifts of your grace, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. Grant him the happiness of promoting the glory of his Lord and the edification of his people. Deliver him in the temptations of this life and in the final trial of death. And in that day when you make up your jewels, set also this your servant in your crown, that he may shine as a star to your praise forever and ever. Bless us, Lord, we pray, as you call us to commit our lives in every aspect to your service, to live in gratitude and cheerfulness for what the Lord has done. Keep our eyes open to see that work and the many blessings that we continue to enjoy. And as we give our offerings, as we exit the sanctuary and leave this place, Lord, we pray that you would also bless the work of Word and Deed in Guatemala and Nicaragua and the relief that is necessary there to go hand in hand with those who have vital needs of water and clothing and shelter, to also be shown the way of life in Jesus Christ, that the gospel may be proclaimed and that your church may be gathered. We ask this for Jesus' sake. Amen. For our doxology, we turn once again to hymn 296 and we'll stand to sing stanza 5.
to the Lord
and receive his blessing. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.